Hi, welcome to this week's meditation. This is Reverend Karen Cleveland. Today we're going to talk about finding peace or harmony or balance in understanding how we're all connected and what it means to you that we're all sharing the same river, basically. So if you have the opportunity during this meditation to watch water flow, whether it is a river, a stream, a waterfall, you know, a fountain, even rain falling in the street, I encourage you to do that. Otherwise, it's fine to use your imagination based on seeing water flow in the past. All right, so let's go ahead and take a deep breath, though, and we're still going to want to get into that deep meditative space within us where we can contemplate. So take a deep breath. I invite you to get comfortable. Either close your eyes if you need to create the visual in your head, or go ahead and keep them open, but continue to breathe deep and relax as you watch the water flow. Now, as we get into this space of deep relaxation and going within while observing, I encourage you to be open to anything that might come to you, any insights that might come. So I want you to watch the water flow and note how, as it moves from one area to the next, there's no struggle. No matter what's in its way, it just moves around. There's no contemplation on or complaining on why something is suddenly in its way, on why the path has changed. So I'm just going to be silent for a few minutes and just watch and observe as you see the water flowing easily in and around and through all things in its way. Notice that the water touches everything. And if you're out in the rain, the water touches you and it falls to the ground and it moves on. And it may then touch another person, another life, an animal, a flower, a tree, and then it moves on. The flow of the water is not interrupted. in its natural state. Perhaps imagine you're standing in the stream or in the roadway of a rain downpour. And notice that the water comes to you from somewhere else. And what might it have touched before it came to you? And what might it touch after it leaves you? And how is this connection, this rain, this water, this river or stream that flows through everything, touches everything, touches you, continues on, touches other things? What does that mean for your own peace, harmony, balance? Contemplate on that for a few minutes. What insights are waiting to be woken you, or coming to you through the water? And knowing that emotions are forms of water, they rise, they fall, and they're the same in all life. One emotion might be high right now, another is low. And as that emotion waves through us, someone else then experiences a rise or a fall. And like the river or the stream, our emotions come through us and pass on and keep moving. All are good. There is really no good or bad. They just are. It might feel bad or it might feel good. But in the bigger scheme of them coming to us and moving on, we don't need to worry about them. Now begin to come back and find yourself in your room again, or outside watching the water. But begin to come back now. And perhaps journal on what the water has shared with you today. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Reverend Karen Cleveland, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.